Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hook up. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, and Facebook Live. Pete Gray here, along with Rock Cod Rick Maxa in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to the San Diego Landings, busy San Diego Landings this Memorial Day weekend in Point Loma. Captain Aaron Barnhill, who formerly of the Shogun and run many sport boats through his years, now a commercial bluefin and albacore fisherman, and just having a great time talking fishing with Captain Aaron. And boy, what a prize we're giving away, too.
Man, you're not kidding if you didn't catch the beginning of the show. Obviously super fun having Aaron back in the studio talking fishing with us, but a great prize. One lucky caller or texter at the end of today's show is going to win that brand new pair of killer coasters that Pete's holding up to the camera right now. It's a pair of Reefton Pros. It's the gray silver mirror lens. A fantastic set of
really good looking shades, man, with a matching gray frame there.
That's a very West Coast style. Like, we've been after them a bunch, you know, like for a while there was a lot of clear and bright Florida Keys frames, and they just make so many cool West Coast styles. That Reefton Pro is certainly one of the best of them. And yeah, one lucky caller, Texas, is going to have that.
And
to
of course,
to
it's got that fantastic 580 glass lens that Coast is so famous for. It's the absolute best lens around, and you can take your keys to it and not scratch it.
That was crazy. Did you get to see that video that Hoos did? That like freaked me out, man. It was like the old like, you know, Del Mar Fair carny trick. He's like, let me see your keys. And he starts, like, just crushing his keys on the lens of his glasses. And I was cringing from that. It was really fun.
They don't scratch.
No doubt about it, man. Well, the phones were packed up in that first hour, and we're going to go heavy on the text, and it's going to be a lot of fun. But before we do that, we're going to find out what's biting out there. It is time to continue our catch report, and we got the man, Captain Mark Wish, has got our FishDope.com report today. That's sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks. If you like to fish for tuna and you're not using Gamakatsu, you are missing bites. The Nautilus Circle Hook comes in sizes as small as a number 4 and up to a 6-0. And for big fish, the Nautilus HD is my favorite. It's not an oversized wire, but extremely strong hook. They both come in ringed or non-ringed versions. You can see your local dealer, or better yet, just check Gamakatsu.com. We got the man, Captain Mark Wish, is standing by. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Ricky, Pete, Aaron. Morning, everybody.
Morning.
What a fantastic show, man. So much different info here. I'm just absolutely loving it. It's great. So here we go, guys. Memorial Day weekend. This is like my favorite report of the year because it's kind of the unofficial start of summer for everybody, unofficial start of summer for the fishing season. And, man, we've seen a major uptick in action in several different places there. So up north, Santa Rosa, Santa Cruz, you know, they got pretty healthy populations of sea bass and halibut up there, but man, that weather has just been brutal. Fortunately, the Weather Service dropped the gale warnings. Now it's only small craft, so it's only blowing 20-25 instead of 35-40. So, yeah, isn't that nice? I had one of my customers in the tackle store the other day who was up there on one of the sport boats, and he said it was so cold, so windy, so rough, and so miserable, but he caught his first sea bass, so he didn't care.
There it is.
Stoked. Yeah, for sure. And he said, interestingly, all squid fish, guys were fishing the flukes, but nobody hooked one on a fluke. It's all on the squid there. In Santa Monica Bay, after several years of slower halibut fishing, man, somebody flipped a switch, and they're really biting good. It's amazing, some of the volumes of fish that are coming out of there, some really good grade, too, mostly in the lower part of the bay, you know, below Del Rey down towards Torrance Beach and a little bit even towards Rocky like that. But a lot of really nice ones. Nothing from Nick or Santa Barbara Island this week. You know, they've had some weather. And at the famed Catalina Island, it is Memorial Day. It is crowded. But Catalina's been, you know, it's been pretty good sea bass fishing here for a couple weeks. And this week, they kind of ganged up a little bit more on the bait grounds, traditional area, Silver Canyon, famous Silver Canyon. And it was good fishing, man. A lot of guys had limits. A lot of guys got some really big ones. And along with the good grade sea bass, a healthy slug of that big yellow moved in, which we haven't seen much of. So it was pretty interesting fishing here. But, you know, they typically bite for about 3 days, and then the word gets out, and it gets crowded, and they make a move, which they did. Kind of died off yesterday quite a bit there. So from that Silver Canyon area, you know, they might make a move to up above Ben Weston in towards, like, Junk Spot. Lobster Bay's always been a place to look, all the way to West Cove. All those spots are probably the place to be looking instead of just hanging out in the bait grounds all day waiting for something to come by. And, you know, it might rebite right there in the same spot, too. So those things are tricky, and you'll have fun looking for them, that's for sure. Over at Kameni, that island's just off to a strange start this year. It's trying to shake off the doldrums. There's yellows on both of the middles, front side and backside. And, you know, a lot of bonito over there mixed in also. But in terms of the yellows and the sea bass, just a different kind of start this year. So maybe it'll get it together. And then along the coast, you know, we've had a major uptick in water temps here the past week or so. And bass fishing is really responding. Calico bass, sand bass, both there. It's just getting much better on just about all the coastal spots. We're starting to see some barracuda on the horseshoe, which is a really good sign for springtime fishing. You know, we love to see those guys settle in there, you know, sport boats and private boats both. Just love catching those things. And along with that barracuda, I also saw a little bit of big sea bass move in on the coast. One of my customers had one just a hair under 40 pounds the other day, 39 point something, and mixed in out there on the horseshoe with that barracuda. So, you know, just a major uptick almost everywhere, and, you know, unfortunately, it's a little choppy on the outside. Those guys trying to catch a bluefin tuna, man, I hope they took their seasick pills. A little rude out there, but just a lot of fish around. A lot of good stuff going on.
Well,
and that's this week's report.
We'll certainly take that, man. It's great to hear, and, you know, it was a bummer to have that wind and swell kind of hit us during the middle of the big holiday weekend. But, as you said, it was still fishable and some amazing fishing that happened before the weather. And the best part is it looks like we've got good weather as soon as this blows through. So
yeah, and, of course, fishdope.com. Danny and the boys will have all that information for you. $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. $30 off HOOKUP. Now is the code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. And phone number at the store is 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And I got a question for Aaron.
Yes, sir.
You need to put – you need your sport boat captain hat and your – commercial saner guy hat on for this. So when you're out there and you're looking at schools of fish everywhere, which we've all seen, and then the next day it's like the area has been vacuumed clean. They're just gone. And then a day or two later, lo and behold, a lot of times they pop right back up in the same exact spot. You guys have any idea as to what triggers that?
No, we don't. It's you know, and that's the thing. You're like, well, did they move or are they there? And so that's the good thing about having the plane and the chopper. If we don't see that fish, you know, within 30, 40, 50 miles around there or any sign, it's like, okay, well, the fish are just down. And, you know, if all the signs there, like the water didn't change, there's still the deep bait and stuff like that. And that's what happened to us out front here. It's like we literally went to zero sign for a couple of days. Not even see one fish. And then it's like, then all of a sudden, they're all back up again. So it's wild.
What's the range of the chopper? We know the plane can go all over the place.
We try not to have it fly more than 20 miles away from the boat.
20 miles away
from
the boat. Well, that's pretty far.
Yeah, it's still
right. And how high does the chopper fly versus the plane?
The plane's usually about 800 to 1,000 feet, and the chopper's usually about 500.
500.
Yeah. Yeah, 500-600.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So the plane, Adrian on the plane gives you the big picture, and then the chopper kind of narrows everything.
Exactly.
Down.
So if we're on some fish, you know, and we don't need Adrian, we're like, we just have him sent on a little mission. So we always want to have like a backup plan, whether the fish goes down or moves or something like that. If we have two areas we can work on, that's always like better call. So
yeah. Yeah. And, of course, Adrian's other job is the owner of Cedro Sport Fishing.
Yeah.
So he spends a lot of time on Cedros.
He does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's where he flies from.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, most of the time, yeah, that or San Quintin. Depending on where the fish is at, or Ensenada.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
And, like, life just revolves around where the fish are at. He's gonna base life based on where the schools of fish are at. You guys do the same with the boat. I mean, it's just,
exactly. Yeah. He's got a backpack in the plane. We're like, all right, Adrian, you're going to Cedros tonight. So.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And this time of the year, when you guys are finished, he's working on Cedros Sport Fishing.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. I'd love to make it back down there. What an awesome place that is.
Pretty awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we'll have Rosie on the show next Saturday.
Yeah, it's coming, oh, yeah, man. They're so down. I saw the
yeah,
first.
They're on.
The first few photos of the first trip are going on right now, and it's just, that place is just unreal. It's still so, so amazing.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, appreciate your report, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
All right, you got it, guys.
All right, thanks.
We'll talk to you then. We'll see you.
All right, appreciate that. And, again, that's going to wrap up our code, sponsored in part by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity and the finest in customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure you make your reservation today.
Yeah, for sure. Indeed. Hey, you have a great text.
I do. This is, good morning, guys. Coming in loud and clear at the campgrounds just north of Julian. My question is for Captain Aaron. When you're catching tuna, specifically albacore, what is the process from the fish hitting the deck to then being put up for sale? How do you clean, store, sell, etc.? Also, is there any way to pick up fresh albacore? I'd love to buy some before Pete's predictions finally come true. Thanks for everything you do. Really enjoying the show.
Awesome. So, yeah, so we... our albacore land on deck, and we have, just water going over them to kind of rinse them off and stuff like that. And we conveyor them right up and they go right into a well. So they're never on deck for very long. And all of our fish is frozen. It's for cans. Most of my fish goes to Spain because the RSW process that we do, they like that fish.
Spain.
So, Spain, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. And so most of my fish goes there. I'd say about 75%. The rest goes to, local markets. But we have markets, through AFA all over the world. So,
So as a whole fish, it goes to Spain?
As a whole fish, yeah. Yeah, it goes right into containers. So we, I'd say 90% of the time I offload in Westport, Washington. Mm-hmm. So, the fish goes off and bends and it gets weighed. It goes into fiber totes, plastic lined fiber totes, and then goes right into a chilled container. The truck takes it to the port, and it's off on a ship to wherever it's going
to
go.
Wow. And how long does it take once it hits that container to get to Spain?
I think it's like 20 days or something like that. Yeah.
Wow.
Something.
But
like
it's
that.
Solid fish. It's frozen.
Yep. Yeah. So we keep it at under 10 degrees, and then the containers are usually about zero.
You said that they like your fish and that your fish stays in RSW. What are the other methods that other people employ? Is there just kind of everybody do the same thing in terms of storage, or are there different boats do different things?
Yeah, so there are small ice boats, that'll go out where you can get, fresh fish at the dock there. To answer your question about getting fresh albacore down here. Sometimes the Aaron Nicole or some other boats that have blast fish, they'll bring that fish down here, especially Pat Cavanaugh and the Aaron Nicole. And that fish is sushi grade fish that is just amazing.
It's blast frozen.
Blast frozen, yeah. It's like a -35. So there's ice fish, brine, spray brine frozen, RSW, which I do. So it's just basically the fish is completely surrounded by water. In the chilling phase, so at least 24 hours at 32 degrees, and then we'll pump down, we'll freeze it, but it's still completely in a flooded well, so it stays nice and round and straight and no dents and stuff like that.
And what about the fish that goes into cans?
That's ours. So that ours, a lot of the RSW fish goes into like their fancy jars. They like that RSW for whatever reason. They said it makes something different with the meat.
Like American tuna, do you sell to them?
American tuna, Wild Planet, it's a Costco fish. Spanish fish, Ortiz, and there's a company in Thailand, a company in Peru that buys fish. So just
cool.
Yeah. So AFA is just a great organization, American Albacore Fishermen's Association, and Natalie and Jocelyn work really hard, getting us markets and stuff like that. And they're just amazing. I mean, I wouldn't be capable without them, but it's just it's an amazing program for us fishermen, getting the best price that we can and all that. I mean, it's great fish. It's worth good money.
That's cool. Well, hey, let's go north to Alaska.
Hey.
Talk to our good buddy Seth Bone from Kingfisher Charters. Good morning, Seth.
Hey, Seth.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Great to hear from you.
Yeah, so what's going on in Sitka?
Oh, we've been open here for about a week, and so, you know, we're into the season and going well, and we're certainly looking forward to seeing your group coming up here in a few weeks.
Yeah, I'm jealous of my off year this year, but Ricky's going with Dallas.
Yeah, we
That'll
can't wait, man.
Yeah.
And it's right here. It's right around the corner.
Right around the corner, yeah.
Yeah.
What is the start to the season brought us, Seth? I know things just kind of kicked off with Kingfisher. It's been a really big year. We've had an unusually large amount of guys coming to the shop this year that book trips. I don't know if the Southern California squad is just larger this year or what, but I've had what feels like a larger percentage of people than normal are all coming into the shop. Hey, we got a trip in June. We got a trip in July. Kind of getting excited. What's the early part of the season looking like for us this year, Seth?
Yeah, it's looking good so far. You know, the fishing's been good and weather's been, I don't know, I guess about normal. You know, it's overcast today and might rain a little bit, but you guys know the scene.
It's awesome.
It's been good.
There's a reason it's so green there.
Yeah. And,
you're right.
And
I think we've topped. Oh, go ahead.
And what about the limits this year as far as king salmon and halibut, ling cod, black cod, all that stuff? How are we looking this year?
Well, the king limit's down a bit this year. Not so much. People in the second half of the summer won't really notice it because, you know, that one annual limit has been sort of the normal from, you know, earlier mid-July on. But this year they started out at a one annual, and so that's a change. We're kind of making up for it, you know, by really getting after the deep water stuff, you know, the sablefish and the short raker, and everything else, you know, halibut, lings, you know, all that. So, you know, guys have still been bringing home a good amount of fish, you know, nice full boxes and everything. But the king limit is down, and the early season trips, you know, will notice that.
Yeah, so that probably means that you're going to get your king limit pretty quick, and you'll be able to spend a lot of time doing the other stuff.
Yeah, it's really, you know, because you know, 10 hours sounds like a lot, and it's a pretty long day on the water. But you know, for you know, it goes by fast, as you guys know. And so, yeah, if you don't spend, you know, hours grinding on your kings, then you can spend those hours, you know, out there getting the black cod or, you know, targeting the just right size halibut or, you know, lings or the rockfish or whatever else. So your day is still full of productive, good fishing. But yes, you tend to get your king limit pretty quick. And you might want, you know, you might even want to consider, you know, maybe not taking the first one if it's small, you know, holding out for a little nicer one. And maybe even, you know, not getting the whole group's limit on the first morning, you know, maybe, you know, take a couple on the first morning and then save some for the next day.
You know, one of the other things that just often doesn't get talked about because it doesn't get the headlines of the giant halibut or a big 40-pound ling cod, but the shallow water rockfish fishing in the, you know, in all the areas too, you know, right outside the salmon grounds has like become one of our favorite things to do. I mean, the, you know, catching black rockfish, great eating, but you know,
everywhere
in there inshore, even the fish that you just catch and throw back, the you know, all the quillbacks and chinas, the shallow water rockfish fishing in Sitka is the best anywhere I've ever seen ever. And you know, I mean, it can be every cast fishing on a leadhead and a swim bait, and you know, it's just, it's so much fun, but it always takes the back seat to, you know, pictures of big halibuts and big lings and beautiful salmon and all that.
Yeah, no, I'd say that's right. I mean, it's, yeah, you're right. It's super fun, you know, just a blast, you know. And if you have time, you know, you're getting all the fish that you want to bring home and eat, and you have, you know, time, or if it's important to you, just make the time, you know, and just do it because it is so fun.
Yeah, and that black cod.
Oh,
nothing
God.
Eats better, oh, than that black cod, man. It's so good. And you guys are your captains are the masters at black cod. I mean, you've got so many spots for the black cod there, right? And you can take, can you still take six black cod?
No, it's been four.
Four, excuse me.
And that hasn't changed. Yeah.
That's four a day?
Quite a mess, you know, if you got four. Yeah, four per day. There's a cap of eight. So, but really on a 3-day trip, you know, if you get out for black cod two of the 3 days,
yeah,
you know, that's doing pretty good anyway. So
that's a lot of
black cod per person. Yeah. And you get those big short raker rockfish out in the same depths in the same area, and those are just, you know, yeah. a lot of them are just huge, you know, and really, really good eating, too.
Yeah, you could fill a tote with one big short raker, man. Those are some serious cods.
And your boats are equipped now for the deep water stuff, everybody, including your brother?
Well, he's equipped, he anchors, which is good. A lot of the guys are anchoring now, and that's even more effective than the drifting and back trolling.
Yeah.
I think he's still old school.
You're cranking.
Yeah, if you want it, you got to earn it.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what? Heath is the one that started the anchoring thing, and that is proof. I mean, I remember we were just getting them.
That's
on the
so
anchor.
Cool.
And anchoring in like what? Like 1,400 feet of water. How do you do that?
Lots and lots of rope.
Yeah. And lots of work for the captain, too.
Right. Yeah. No, it's the way to go, though. It's, kind of like halibut fishing gear. You know, we've always anchored for halibut. And if you were to drift for the halibut, you'd catch some, you know, but you do better on anchor. And it's the same thing with the black cod.
That's cool.
Well, are there any spots available if somebody wants to come up to Kingfisher Charters, the absolute finest operation in Sitka, Alaska, and certainly one of the best in the entire world?
Oh, yeah, we actually do have a few openings later season, late August, first half of September, when it's, peak silvers and, of course, the halibut and the black cod and everything else. We still do have a few openings and some really good dates.
And silver limits are still very generous too, right?
Yeah, six a day. And it's been like that forever, and I don't see that changing. So it's a great time to come up and have lots of action, and catch a lot of fish, bring home a lot of fish. So it's, definitely if somebody wanted to get a trip this year, it's, on good dates and have a great trip, it's definitely not too late.
And catch the biggest kings of the year, too, that time of the year, right?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, I've seen that. I mean, anywhere that latter part of the season, sometimes you get a slug of big bruising and kings come through, and if you still have, the one annual at the end, and you're able to throw in a nice size king to go with a bunch of silvers, that's a lot of nice salmon to bring home.
That's rad.
And the fish processing at Kingfisher Charters, nobody does it better. Yeah. I still have fish in my freezer, especially some black cod, that eats just like it was caught yesterday.
It keeps so well.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. You guys are the best. Well, hey, Seth, if somebody wants to come take advantage of those late season trips, or wouldn't be bad to start booking trips. I know our trip always fills up in June there. It wouldn't be bad to book for 2026. We'll all be up there next year. How do we find you?
Our website is kingfishercharters.com, and there's a link right on the Let's Talk Hookup website. And then our phone number is 907-747-6136, and just we're open almost around the clock this time of year, so give us a call anytime.
All right, very good. Thanks, Seth. Great to hear from you from Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska, and I will check in with you real soon.
Can't wait to come see you, Seth.
Yeah, see you soon. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, thanks.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. Guy gets you so fired
That's
up.
Good,
I
huh?
Can't
you ready
wait.
To go?
I cannot wait.
I know it's favorite trip of the year.
I can't wait, and Dallas is about three times more excited than
is
I am.
Is that right?
So, yeah. Grant, we owe a big thanks to grandmas. They're splitting up the duties and taking both the boys so we can sneak up there together. So it'll be our first big long fishing trip solo. Yeah, we can't
Sweet.
Wait, man. It's going to be a great, great time.
Sweet. Well, John Amir Mesa has a good question for Captain Marin. How does the weather affect your fishing? How rough can it still be? And still be productive. Let's talk about bluefin as well as albacore.
So bluefin, it definitely seems like the fish, we call it fair weather fish. It shows better when the weather's nice. Especially when the sun's out, I think they just like that sun on their back, getting warm. And for us, we really can't work in a big swell or over 20 knots of wind just because we have those small skiffs in the water to hold the net open, and it's just too dangerous for the guys once it gets too choppy.
How small is a small skiff?
Like 12 and 14 feet.
Oh, small.
Yeah, small, yeah.
And everything's small when it's on a 225-footer, but you're talking...
Yeah, yeah, they're just little aluminum skiffs with 115s on them and just to keep the net open and stuff like that. So albacore fishing... same thing. It's like, it seems like grease calm.
Okay.
You see fish, they don't bite. You want a little bit of turbulence in the water and stuff like that. My favorite's like 10, 12 knots of wind, Seems like they bite better. We do have some pretty good jigging in choppy weather at times, but then again, bait fishing when it's choppy, you got the guys on the back deck, you taking, you know, waves over the stern. It's this, you know, we like it in a little bit nicer weather. It's safer for the guys.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah. Great questions. Yeah. I had another fun text about the bluefin. Says, man, what a great show. This is so interesting having Captain Aaron in the studio. How long do you keep the tuna in the pens before harvesting?
That depends. It's usually about a minimum of 3 to 4 months to get them up to the fat content that we need. But we have fish from 2 years ago still in the pens. And
wow.
Yeah. It just.
Now, why is that?
We always have a stock of fish just in case something happens, you know, like the fish doesn't show up 1 year. We have enough fish to last us a year without fishing.
So smart.
So, that way, I mean, yeah, if the fish just didn't show up 1 year, we wouldn't go bankrupt basically. Yeah. So. Yeah.
And a lot of people are dependent on you guys, you know, I mean, like.
There's a lot of families in Ensenada that, you know, rely on the aqua farms for, you know, taking care of the household. So, yeah.
And, I mean, that's the beauty of you guys. Like, you get to sell them when you decide it's right to sell them. I'm sure, you know, if the market's low, well, then you just wait. And when then when the demand is right, well, then you can break a piece off. Like, you get to decide when your fish go, you know, because they're alive still. Yeah. You're not forced to, like, well, this, you know, with another fish, it's just that the clock starts ticking as soon as you catch it. For you guys, that clock's unlimited.
Exactly. Yeah, sure. We, you know, like, for the quota increase, we, you know, weren't really for it. You know, it's just, you know, keeping that market strong with less fish and keeping that price up. And it's, you know, it's the best quality fish in the world is what we have here. You know, both albacore and this North Pacific bluefin that we have, it's the best in the world.
That's
fat content-wise and everything else.
Oh, yeah. Everybody wants it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Including me.
Yeah.
It's all quality stuff. Another great text here from Eric in Menifee. He says, have you ever seen any predators trying to eat the tuna in the pens? Sharks, killer whales, et cetera?
Sharks occasionally. They've had, I think, one or two white sharks get into the pens. There was years ago at the islands there. Yeah, occasionally we'll get a mako shark, you know, and then that is following the schools.
What happens? They try and eat them?
They don't in the net, you know, the sharks actually stay really calm in the net. And then we just, you know, once we get the fish transferred, the sharks just still swimming on the surface. We just, let the orsa, the end of the net down in the water and the shark swims out and goes on his way.
Yeah.
So.
Do the divers still jump in the pen with the shark?
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so. Fun.
But that's it. We don't see, you know, too many, like, predatory things on this bluefin. I haven't seen it, at least.
Yeah.
So, up north for albacore fishing, whenever we get orcas or pilot whales in the area, it completely shuts down.
Shuts everything
down. So, we're like, as soon as you see those, you're like, oh, all right, well, let's go this
gotta
way
Gotta
go now.
Somewhere
yeah,
else.
Exactly.
How often do you see that?
Couple times a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we see orcas all the time inshore up there, and then, we'll see them occasionally offshore, then the pilot whales, you know, you'll see them. It's cool. There's so much life up there in the Pacific Northwest. You know, all the different whales feeding on the anchovies. You see a lot of sperm whales up there. And, you know, it's really cool. All different types of porpoise. And, yeah, it's pretty wild. We actually saw a booby bird up there last year.
Really?
No way. Yeah, isn't that crazy?
That's wild.
Well, it's a very prolific ocean. All the plankton, and it's just the cycle of life up there.
It's amazing.
Is it mostly anchovy?
Mostly anchovy. Actually, the last few years, we've seen a lot of herring offshore.
Herring?
Yeah, and so sounds like this year the salmon guys are seeing an incredible amount of anchovy. That, you know, the anchovy, just like starting, it shifts up and down the coast like that. So we had, you know, kind of more herring the last few years, and it looks like the anchovy is coming back. We prefer to have the anchovy around. For whatever reason, the fish acts better when it's on that. But we see, you know, the small Spanish mackerel fry they feed on, herring, some sardines, and anchovies.
That's cool, man.
Yeah. Wow. So so you said when you're fishing up there in the fall, the weather's flat.
Yeah, a lot of times.
That's crazy.
It gets really good. So we'll, you know, starting in like late September, we'll start getting some low pressures coming through, southerlies. But usually when they blow through, really nice weather. We always hope for that, you know, Indian summer, you get a couple low pressures come through, and then it's nice and grease calm for a while. But definitely the weather off California gets a lot nicer when it starts cooling off late September and October. And then, you know, we kind of slide down. We can try and find some fish off California.
So. Is it about the weather or the body of fish?
Either or. There seems to always be fish off Northern California or Southern Oregon, but it's just such a tough place to fish because of the wind. So that's why we try and fish more up off Washington until it gets later in the year.
All right. Yep. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of these great texts, more great information. We're live on Facebook and YouTube, as well as that Let's Talk Hookup app. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. It's Southern California Sport Fishing Voice.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
It's time to talk about great equipment from Shimano, and I got to tell you, bluefin tuna, you heard Aaron, they're here, they're in abundance, and they're catching them, and there is one reel that is really the one to get, and that is the Shimano Talitha.
I love it. I mean, I think back to when Bob Wolfson called and said, I was fishing a sardine on 80-pound, and I caught a 250-pound bluefin, and that's what Talitha gives you is a reel that is so strong that when you hook a fish that's probably a class or two bigger than what you should have had, you still are in the driver's seat. You know, the amazing drag pressure, still being able to free spool and cast so good. There's nothing like a Shimano Talitha.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Shimano Talitha, the 20 and 25A are the latest and greatest, and they are amazing. Just check it out. Go to your local Shimano dealer and get a Talitha. You will not be sorry. You will catch a lot of fish with it.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full-day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fun, talking fishing. If you want to join us this morning, we would love to hear from you. There are so many great texts on our Let's Talk Hookup app. And, man, we want to keep it coming. Send us one our way. Lots of great texts coming through. And that's the only way you can get us here in that second hour. Make your text to the Let's Talk Hookup app. And also make sure you include that name and phone number in case you win those killer pair of coasters at the end of the show.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's go live down to the East Cape now, down to Smokies and our good buddy Chris Moyer from the East Cape Smokehouse and the great charter boat Vaquera. Buenos dias, Chris.
How are we doing today?
Hey, doing
so
great,
good,
Chris.
Buddy.
Good morning.
Buenos dias, guys. Well, I tell you what, we picked a good week to come back on. The fishing's been just absolutely going off down here. And typically, as you guys know, we typically get going right around the middle of May. But, man, since mid-April, we've been slaying the tuna down here. And yellowfin galore. So lots of tuna, and it's just been rolling. And right now it's limits. Every boat's catching limits. So they're going out. This last week was, between 20 and 30 miles, and, which isn't too bad. And, bringing in, you know, a lot of 15-20s, but I sent you some pics, Pedro.
Yeah, I saw them. Those are beasts, man.
Yeah, a few 60s the other day. We had a group of 13 firemen. We hooked them up on another boat through the Scorpion as well as the Kara, and they all went out and just had a blast. You know, I've got a soft spot in my heart. All three of my boys are wildland firefighters. So anyway, they had a great time. And so, like I said, limits galore, but it's crazy because we're seeing, well, you know, we see a lot of striped marlin. That's not unheard of. We're seeing a lot of striped marlin, but we're getting, you know, several sailfish already, and as well as we caught several blue marlin. We saw several landed and released this week, which is a little bit early, you know, but also mixed in. We've had a nice little run of wahoo and good size too, 40, 45 pounds. And even some nice Dorado. Our Dorado sees, you know, years so far has been a little bit slow, whereas last couple of years it just kept right on going all year. But we saw some 30 and 40s come in this last week.
Sweet.
And yeah, so.
Is this early for the season, or is just kind of typical?
In terms of what, the Dorado?
If everything, tuna, it seems early for tuna.
Typically get going around mid-May, but I mean, like I said, we've been kind of rolling along for a month now, now about 5 weeks. So, the water temp right now is still, 77 to 79 this past week. So it still hasn't heated up too much. As far as the bait, the tuna are biting on everything from sardines, little hoochies, cedar plugs, and some of those bigger ones you saw, Pedro, they caught on the kite on Vaquera the other day. So it's weird because, like, I went out a few weeks ago, and the tuna would not hit on any of the cedar plugs. They were hitting on little hoochies and sardinas, and then I talked to Diego with our fireman buddies, and he said they were pounding the cedar plugs. So it just depends on the mood, you know. You got to figure out what they're going to be biting on. But the guys are just heading out finding the porpoise, and they're everywhere between Puna Pescadero to the north, to Los Frailes to the south, which isn't a very big area, but you know, head out 20 to 30 miles and find the porpoise, and there you go.
Wow. Well, great report. And, of course, East Cape Smokehouse, things are biting at the restaurant, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, we it's kind of a different animal. That thing just rolls. But especially, you know, right now we got basketball playoffs and hockey playoffs and even some good baseball games. So it's always rolling along. And it's strange because there's about a new restaurant opening up on every other corner, every other beach here in Los Ruiz, which is good and bad. But I mean, it's good that people have a lot of choices, but we just keep rolling along, you know. Nothing's going to really, I don't think, hurt us.
Yeah, for sure. And of course, if somebody wants the best charter boat in Baja, that's certainly Vaquera, or you want to come and have the best food and of course your fish processing. How do we find you, Chris?
You can reach us at VaqueraSportFishing.com. That's VaqueraSportFishing.com, sportfishing.com. And then, you know, Smokies, we're just right there on the corner. Everyone knows where we're at. And we'll see you on the docks at the various resorts you might be fishing on, whether it's the Van Wormer Resorts, Martin Verdugo's. We'll be on the docks every day, and we'll be handling your fish.
Great.
No problem. And we'll be here. We've been here 30 years. I think we'll continue.
Stick around. All right. Sounds good. We need you there.
I'll tell you, sure. Chris, it's so great to hear from you. I love hearing the reports. It's our favorite place in the world. And just know that the audience has been thinking about you a lot. I can't tell you the number of text messages that we see every week. Hey, where's
Chris?
Where's the Smokies report? We're into it. So the family loves you up here, buddy, and we're sure glad to hear you're back.
Yeah. Welcome back, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, guys. I'll look forward to it.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate that very much. Speaking of fish reports, you just came back from a pretty epic experience in the freshwater, and you got to share with our listeners that experience.
We had the very best time. We typically go, Brandon and I, and you know, the guys from the tackle store. We all go down to Mexico every year to go bass fishing, and the exact area that we like to fish, it just wasn't the right year. You know, there's just the violence and stuff that's going around. It wasn't the right time for us to do that trip, so we were looking for something different and literally having the conversation with Bill DePriest when he was in here talking about PCS show. And, you know, when he's not doing that, they have an operation in northern Idaho called CDA Sport Fishing, and it's on Lake Coeur d'Alene, which is where the CDA comes from. Pete, it was spectacular. It's a smallmouth and largemouth fishery, and other things too. They got pike and all kinds of things in the lake, but it's in northern Idaho. I mean, you're just 100 miles from Canada, but it was easy, like direct flights from San Diego, and the fishing was it was off the charts. It was you go
probably
there
any if it's direct flight from San Diego, you easily get there from Orange County or LA.
Oh yeah, I mean you get there anywhere. It was just such an
fly
easy
right into Spokane
process. Yeah,
an hour from Spokane.
Yeah, it's in Idaho, but the Spokane airport is closer than anything else. So you fly into Spokane, Washington, it's a 30-minute ride into Coeur d'Alene, and it was all smallmouth fishing. The scenery was just like big forest down to crystal clear water. It was very reminiscent of like a Southeast Alaska, and the smallmouth fishing was spectacular. I mean, I'll bet we had a 3 to 3.5 pound average. We had 22.5 pound bags two of our 3 days. In addition to the smallmouth, they got really good. It's northern strain largemouth, but we had a fish that was over 6. We had a couple over 5, which is a really big deal for northern strain largemouth. You know, Florida strain is one thing, but to catch northerns that were that big and then an amazing scenery, but the smallmouth sold the show. I mean, fours,
giant smallmouth,
fours and fives every day, catching them cool ways. You know, swim bait and lead head and jerk baits and spinner baits, and it was spectacular.
And this is in Lake Coeur d'Alene.
Yeah, Coeur d'Alene in Idaho, and the people were just as cool as you could imagine. Everybody was super friendly, and the fishing was great. The guy that they have, Jess Potterington, he was just. I mean, I don't know what to say. The kid was unbelievable. Young guy at 24, fishes well above his years, just insanely professional, fantastic bass fisherman. You know, I mean, I'm not a diehard, know everything in the world about bass fishing, and just, you couldn't miss up there like that.
Wow.
Crazy good tackle. Like, you know, I don't go anywhere and don't bring any gear. They provided everything. All the rods were high end, the gear, the tackle, and Jess just had us on fish the whole time. It was spectacular.
That's pretty cool. And so if somebody wants to go try that at the CDA Sport Fishing?
Yeah, CDA Sport Fishing.
Does Bill have them have a booth at the show or when at the PCS show?
Jess has like become part of the show, so I doubt it. It's just the two of them. It's just Bill and Jess, and you know, those guys handle all the fishing things, and so I don't know. I'm sure you could easily find out about it, you know, at the PCS show,
yeah,
and I'll look forward to it too. But I couldn't sing
or
their
call
praise.
You at the tackle show.
Yeah, I couldn't sing their praise enough. We, you know, we weren't affiliated in any way. Bill was just telling us about a great trip, and we went and like I've Brandon and I have already like manipulated our schedule to figure out how to go back next year. It was spectacular.
Is it a particular time of the year? This spawning season or post spawn? It made it.
We were
so
catching
good?
Them in a post spawn area. Like even Jess was like concerned because they've had unseasonably nice weather. You know, it was 80 degrees and bluebird for a couple of weeks before we got there. We slid into town and we had like frontal conditions. It was cold and it was kind of raining, kind of blowy, but. Didn't faze him at all. Kept us on the same grade of fish that they were catching in the better conditions. A lot of like casting a small lead head and swim bait, you know, on lighter tackle. Plenty of fish on spinner baits and jerk baits. It was unbelievable. We became numb to the sight of a 3.5 pound smallmouth.
Ooh.
You stopped taking pictures of it. You stopped thinking twice. But our last day,
I think smallmouth I've caught are like half pound, pound, something like that.
Our last,
they fight hard.
They pull so hard. They all jump and they bulldog you the whole time. And you know we probably had 40 fish over 3.5 pounds our last day. It was crazy. Really, really good trip. Highly recommend. Something different. Really cool. Easy travel. Very inexpensive. You know, flights to Idaho are cheap. And just what a cool part of the country. People are rad. It was awesome.
That's cool.
Loved it.
All right. CDA Sport Fishing. Hey, great text here, but I'm going to read it. I normally wouldn't, but there's no name, no phone number, no city. So no prize for you. Aaron, do you sport boat? Do you do any sport boat fill-ins this year?
No. This year I used to do a little bit, but I haven't recently. But
I can't imagine why. You got anything else going on?
You got nothing going.
It's like as soon as I got home from bluefin fishing, it's maintenance on the boats. You know,
I'm sure you get a lot of demand. Everybody wants to run the boat. You to run the boat for them.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Of course, Renee. You know, I'm still tight with him on the Shogun, and it could happen. Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing, and it was, you know, praise did make it your way, but it was very well deserved, and I hope you know, like, there was a lot of our fleet that really sang the praises of the help that you gave to get us started this season. I mean, you know, when our boats, as you know from wearing that hat for so many years, the beginning of the year, it's tough. There's just a lack of coverage and a lack of sign, but you had been on that fish for months, and were a huge helping hand into getting our boats located and fishing and really getting the season kicked off. So
yeah, I mean, I want to see all of us successful, you know, and it's like anything that, you know, I put out the info and hopefully, you know, it helps the guys out for sure. You know, Aliar's always one of those guys out there early and love working with that guy. Aliar worked together a long time, you know, many years ago. Cool. And so
where was that?
On the Legend first.
Oh, really?
On the Shogun, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I think he was 17 or 18 when I first, you know, worked with him. When
wow.
He was around the Legend, so. And so, no, it's great. I mean, you know, they're all my buds still, and I just, you know, if I any info that I have, I'll help them out. It works out good, so.
That's awesome. Well, it's cool that just that it's like it's a big family, and, like, everybody still works together. And communication has changed so much over the years, you know, in the old days. You hope to be within radio of somebody, and you hope to catch them at just the right time. And
yeah, what a game changer that Starlink is.
Now you take a pause from live streaming the Padres game to take a phone call to tell a buddy on some good fishing.
I mean, it used to take us 20 minutes to download a water picture, and now you do it in about 2 seconds.
Game changer. Yeah. And the crazy thing is so many sport boat captains, former JJ, Pat Cavanaugh, are Albacore guys in your fleet, right?
Yeah. Johnny was up there. There's just something about it. You know, I mean, sport fishing is awesome. You get to do so many different types of fishing, especially on a long range boat, which was always fun to me. You know, one day you're fishing a Cedros, the next day offshore and that kind of thing. But it's just, just the freedom of it. You know, you just go out. I mean, our first trip's 30 days long or something like that. And it's like, we don't know where they're at. You just go point the bow and start looking.
Wow.
That's cool. Well, hey, I had a fun text come through. It says, good morning, guys. In late 2015, I was fortunate enough to get to fish on the first trip back to Guadalupe Island on the Shogun with Captain Aaron at the helm. It was the most fantastic tuna and jumbo nighttime yellowtail fishing. I remember signing up within minutes of Frank's announcing that there was permits. I retired that was the day after that I had retired. It was Dan in Mission Lakes. Thanks for the fun memories.
Awesome. Awesome. Good deal.
Cool. And another great one here, another kudo for you, too, from Brian and Rosalie. It says, hi, guys. Started fishing with Aaron on the Legend one summer. I took 7 trips, and we caught albacore and bluefin. How are your partners in crime, Cole and Charlie?
They're doing good. And, yeah, I'd like to say hi to them. And they were such amazing passengers I had for 20 years or something like that. Just great people. Cole's doing good. He's on the tugboats, doing that. He's got a little baby girl now, so he's doing good. And Charlie's cruising, just living kind of the bachelor life, surfing. And he worked for me for a little bit in Albacore, but now he's just hanging out at home and just, just surfing and having a great time.
Yeah, living the life.
Living the life.
That's cool. You should, for sure.
This was a fun one. It says, hey, I really enjoyed hearing that occasionally you guys break off a fresh bluefin and probably a fresh albacore for the boat. My question is, what is the crew's favorite preparation when you're living on the boat and you're eating fish?
Oh, man, they do all sorts of different ways. They do actually really like the whole pokey thing, you know, and it's different than you would, have here in the States, but they love that. They cook it a bunch of different ways, but they really like that raw fish, actually.
Yep. Yeah. And the crew is mostly Mexican crew?
Yes, all Mexican crew. Yeah. Yep.
And they love their pokey.
Oh, they
do. And they love their
fishing, and ceviche. Yeah.
Ceviche.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that too.
Yeah. Do you have a designated chef, or does everybody kind of take
it? Yeah, we have a designated chef. Yeah, really? and a chef's assistant, especially on the Sanry, you're feeding 20 something people.
There's 20 something people on the
Sanry. Yeah, and we got a new chef this year, and he's actually the chef at the farm, you know, where they harvest the fish. Okay. Man, he is amazing.
Really?
Fresh pastries, and it was like a Oh, yeah, it was
like
awesome.
Having a long range.
Like, you are not going anywhere.
Staying on my boat.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So are you kind of overseeing the whole fleet, or are you just one part of all of that?
Yeah, just, you know, I'm just kind of like logistically, like, we're going to put the pens. You know, sometimes we'll like leave a couple pens in an area, or, you know, whether we move the whole group. And it's just the logistics thing is the biggest part of it. So,
and how many guys are how many different boats when you're full speed wrapping with planes and helicopters? How many different boats are on it?
So this year was only two.
Two.
Yeah. So last year it was kind of wild. We had like 14 boats at one time because it was, you know, it's like a race just to catch them, you know. So, but this year we worked out a deal with the other company where we actually got paid to catch their fish.
Oh.
And we caught ourselves. They worked out the percentage of quota and stuff like that. So it was much more civil. You know, like last year you'd be working a school. And another boat was running one, go over your school. It was just like kind of mad. And then, you know, that fish, once you have so many boats on it, you know, it goes down. So now it's nice. I mean, we were most of the time fishing 10 miles apart, the two boats, you know, on one side of the area and the other side. And so it was nice. You know, you have time to work your school, and it was a lot more pleasant this year for sure. So I'm hoping it goes like that again next year, but we'll see.
When you see schools, you're typically staying in it. It stays in a general area, or is it pretty spread out?
In a general area, and it seems like a lot of times, you know, that fish likes to feed up current, you know. So it seems like to pop up on an edge, and then it'll breeze down swell, you know, and so it kind of moves off like that. And you know, we've been like 20 miles from the chopper, and he's circling the school the whole time. By the time we get there, that school's, you know, moving it. Usually they're moving at 3.5 to 4.5 knots, but you say over couple hours or an hour and a half to get there, it's, you know, already moved 7-8 miles or something like that.
And what keeps that fish there? Why is the fish
food
there?
Yeah, that's what the reason they're here is the food and wherever those edges are that's holding that bait.
So when you say an edge, it's a water temperature
temperature break, yeah, most of the time.
Not necessarily chlorophyll, but water temperature?
A lot of times those coincide, especially like closer to the beach. Yeah, you'll see both those. And so like, you know, it's not necessarily like surface bait. You're seeing that deep bait. Usually daytime, it's about 120 fathoms. So we're like looking, you know, way down with the fathometer and looking for those areas of bait. You mark it out and you'll see where you'll cut across an edge and it just bank it. Like no bait, no nothing. And then you get back in there and you just kind of hang around that bait. And a lot of times we don't see any sign of fish until the afternoon.
Really?
Yeah. So we're just sitting
even
there.
Big schools like that.
Yeah, and it's all down there feeding on that deep bay. And you know, it does, the timing of the fish coming up and down does change. Seems like with the moon phases. Seems like during the new moon, you'll see more fish up early in the morning, you know, and then it comes back up. And then especially that full moon, you might see a little bit mid morning, and then it's like a good afternoon showing. It really seems like.
You talked about seeing fish on your sonar, and then does the sonar that you operate on this boat differ greatly from what you did when you were sport boat fishing, and how so? If
you yeah, so we, you know, on the sport boats we have little searchlight sonars. You know, we usually go out, you know, from 300 to 600 feet or something like that. So I have a Omni sonar on the sonar. It's a 24-inch dome.
Oh my god!
Wow!
And what's the average size on a sport boat for somebody that's been with?
6 to 8 inch. Yeah, mostly 8 inch. And the frequency is so low. It's 24 kilohertz, so you're not seeing scattered fish and stuff like that. We're running like
that's not what you're looking for.
We're not looking for that. So I'm usually searching at 800 meters. So half a mile we're picking schools off. On grease calm days when we had big schools, I actually found schools at 1600 meters with that sonar.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah, it's wild. But you know, it's
crazy.
Like at that range, a giant bait ball on a school bluefin looks the same.
Sure.
You know, because especially with that low frequency. So that's why, you know, you see, all right, there's a school and you go. But you know, you can bring the range down, obviously down to 100 meters, you know, and see some of that scattered fish. Eventually,
but that's
I want to
get after.
No, but it is good to know that fish is there, because a lot of times where you see that little bit of scattered fish in the morning is where the schools are going to pop up in the afternoon.
Got it.
So eventually, I want to put two sonars on there, a searchlight sonar, which, you know, the higher frequency, you can also better tell the size of the fish.
Got it.
Yeah. You know, so.
Wow. And the Omni looks all directions all the time.
Yep. Yeah, it still tilts. You know, it's not complete 360. You still use the tilt. But with that sonar, I'm usually at 0-degree tilt. So you're looking high. You know, you want to see that fish that we can actually work. Yeah, I mean, obviously you can tilt it down, but it's good, too, with that for finding bait. You know, you tilt it down, and it really shows you everything that's down there.
I can't believe that you commonly are looking 800 meters.
That's like typical range.
Crazy.
800 meters.
So when it comes to finding a bluefin tuna school, give one piece of advice to our listeners here.
Ooh, just keep your eyes open for any sign of life, you know. Uh-huh. So bait, birds, whales were really key because those whales are down there feeding on the same bait as there. So that's, you know.
And if you find the bait, stick around.
Stick around and, you know, and see if you see. If you see even a little bit of fish in the morning when that bait's around, there's a pretty good chance you're going to see some schools in the afternoon.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Well.
Dude, we need another 2.5 hours. Yeah. There's no way. What a great time. When we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming right, including finding out who's got themselves a brand new pair of Costas. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app and Facebook and YouTube Live.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing through the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
You know, whether you're going fishing, diving, or just having fun on the water, there's nothing more worth doing than messing around in boats. So let me ask you, are you ready to upgrade your ride? Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland is your exclusive Western U.S. dealer for Steiger Craft. Created for inshore and offshore waters and laid out with the serious fisherman in mind, Steiger Craft has built a solid reputation for performance and excellent rough water handling. If adventure on the water is what you live for, now's the time to invest in your passion. Call Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland at 510-437-1444. To look at the whole fleet of Steiger Craft online, go to steigercraft.com. Now's the time for a rugged, reliable, and fast Steiger Craft from Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure. No obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com. And we'll see you on the water.
It's Telethon, and it's back at your San Diego County Ford dealers this Memorial Day for 5 days only. Get limited time deals on top of employee pricing. That's right, on top of employee pricing, featuring Ford's award-winning lineup of trucks and SUVs. Plus, your San Diego County Ford dealers are honoring all military, veterans, and first responders with offers going on now. It's your chance to save, whether it's gas, hybrid, or all electric. Visit your local dealership to find the perfect vehicle for you during Ford's Memorial Day Telethon. It's only for a limited time. Exclusions apply. Visit your local San Diego County Ford dealer today.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. What a great show. This is, how on earth did 2 hours go by that fast?
Flew by, man. All right, time to flip the coin.
Yeah. Who's got themselves a brand new pair of Costas? We have a texter today. Congratulations, Brian and Rosalie. You have got yourself a brand new pair.
They're going to have to fight over them.
You've got yourself a brand new pair of Costas coming your way. How cool is that?
Yeah, man? Congratulations. And Aaron, great job. Thank you for taking your time to be here and talk to our listeners and stuff like that. Look forward to having you back, I hope, after the season.
Yeah, sounds great.
That'd be fun. Yeah. And good luck on the albacore.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Super good information for our listeners here. We sure appreciate it very much. Yeah. Yeah, it's a great show, and I want to thank everybody out there for all their texts, all their phone calls, and of course, it's great to have the fan on board. And tomorrow morning, we'll be back on the fan for the full 2 hours, 7 and 9 a.m. And then, of course, YouTube and Facebook Live will be there for full 2 hours. And then, of course, on our Let's Talk Hookup app the whole time. 7 and 9 a.m. tomorrow, Chris and Tony from CCA California will be talking CCA and lots of good stuff and all the good things out there. We'll get some great fish reports and all kinds of good stuff. So thanks for listening today. And thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app, and of course George at Backbone Media for what he does. Appreciate that, and we'll see you tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. right back here, YouTube, Facebook Live, Let's Talk Hookup app, and 97.3 The Fan.